This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Washington, political fallout has been swift even after leaders of an Iran-backed paramilitary group tied violent protesters surrounding a U.S. embassy in Baghdad and convinced supporters to leave the area. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to ask Parliament to grant him immunity from prosecution for alleged corruption. It's a move that could put off a trial until after the March elections. Netanyahu has been indicted on several charges, including allegations of accepting lavish gifts and trading political favors for positive news coverage. Rudy Giuliani, U.S. President Trump's personal attorney and key figure in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically, says he would testify at the president's looming impeachment trial and do whatever he can to see him acquitted. Giuliani, a former New York City mayor and longtime Trump confidant, is not expected to be one of his lawyers defending him in an as-yet unscheduled Senate trial. This is VOA News.